بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are studying this chapter of fulfilling amanat, the rights which are upon us, the trust that is placed upon us. In that we read this somewhat lengthy hadith in which it was explained that on the day of Qiyamah, Jannat will be brought in front of the people and then they will want to have it opened and they will go to all the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam till finally Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam will have it opened. And then they all will have to cross over Pul Sirat. And then on the two sides of Pul Sirat, particularly in this hadith reference is made that amanat, the fulfillment of trust will come on one side, whether we had fulfilled the trust that was upon us or not. And on the other side will be family ties, whether we kept up family ties or not. And they will come in the form of hooks and those that they just scratch, which is also nothing small. But those people will be naji and they will gain entrance into Jannat. On the other hand, the others who they grab will throw them into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us all. So yeah, emphasis is life. Is put on the importance of fulfilling trust which is placed on us and also among families to keep our family ties properly to fulfill the rights of all family people. With regard to the commentary, we had read part of it. Further, we read this hadith graphically and strikingly illustrates the significance of trustworthiness and the maintenance of family ties. We can see from this hadith clearly that how important it is that all amanat that is upon us, our time is also an amanat, our eyes are an amanat, everything of ours is an amanat. How much are we fulfilling it and how much are we making khiyanat in this amanat? And the other is family ties. How much are we keeping our family ties? And it is here to do it while we are in this world. May Allah give us all tawfiq and make it easy for us. And the results will come out in the akhirat. They are so critical that safe passage across the sirat depends on establishing them. And even this part of deen, which normally we don't think of, a person might want to reform and thinks of performing his namaz now regularly, which is of course very, very important, and that is also a form of amanat, to fulfill what Allah has given us to do that, and then to perform our namazes correctly, with concentration, devotion, etc. Or a person might change his dressing and come into Islamic dressing, etc. Whatever it might be, but seldom our thoughts go towards towards fulfilling the trust and amanat, and also towards family ties. Unfortunately, in many good families were otherwise very pious, but family ties are broken. But sometimes even with parents, we don't speak to our parents also. We don't speak to other close family people. Forget fulfilling that their rights, we don't even speak to them. No, we'd have like nothing like more than strangers they are to us. They will be made to assume a form and then either testify in favor of those who establish them in the world or bear witness against them. Then these will be given that form of that hooks that will be on the side of Pul Sirat. And those who fulfill family ties, who fulfill the amanat, will cross very safely. And as we read in the beginning of the hadith, they will pass Pul Sirat like the flash of lightning. How quick lightning just flashes and goes away. So fast they will cross across. And others, the right at the end, will be that person who won't be able to walk also. And on his hinds, on his buttocks, he will have to be crawling. And with all his gunas loaded on him, may Allah have mercy upon us. And that is what we have to be concerned about, the akhirat. So there, this is going to help us, They were either testifying our favor or going to be against us. And there are no family ties with Allah or no other relationship. We cannot bribe Allah Ta'ala. We cannot do anything. It is only now that we have the opportunity to see that we do our actions correctly. And they will bear witness against those who were careless in this regard. So if we are careless about it, we don't think about the amanat which is that we have to fulfill, and we don't think of family ties, then they will be witnesses against us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy and kindness forgive us also and guide us to fulfill all these rights of family people and also all the amanat that is upon us, that we fulfill in there and we not be guilty of any type of khiyanat. And may Allah forgive us and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.